Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship here at Faith. It's good to be back with you, and boy, what a week we have had. We've had at least a few of our people that have volunteered this past week at the just recently concluded convention that are with us this morning, and I cannot express enough gratitude and appreciation for each of you that have helped. And those of you that followed along on the live stream or whatever else, boy, it's been quite a last couple of weeks with the things that have taken place. And so this morning, our youth that they still are not back all that long ago from Minneapolis, while everything is fresh in their minds, they are going to be giving us a report this morning on their experiences. And I'd like to think that you're going to kind of capture just the enthusiasm and the wonderful things that took place up in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago that each of them are going to share. It was quite an experience for every single one of them. But now that all of that is behind us, we are looking forward to the things that are going to be taking place here in the weeks to come. There is one thing. We have got some staffing issues. Chris Graves has been hospitalized. And so one of the things that did not get done this past week is the August calendar. We'll have that. We want to make sure that we've got it in as good a form as we can. It will be ready for next weekend. So we apologize, but we did the best we could. But she has hardly been in the office all week, just got out of the hospital about midweek. So we'll try to get back, but it's going to be kind of a slow process. So please be patient with our office. We're doing the best we can with what it is that we have. Also, please note next weekend that even though I was gone last weekend, was gone a good part of this past week, I was just running back and forth to Tampa. I slept in my own bed every night this past week, but next weekend I am going to be leaving for about 8 days. Our congregation has granted about a good two years ago that I'd be a part of a spiritual endeavor called Doxology. The final portion of that is called the Reunion. It is being held in Kansas City next weekend. And then from there, I go to my parents' 60th wedding anniversary, a celebration up in Wisconsin. So Pastor Roger Keller, who's back with us and is here this morning, he will be leading our worship next weekend. So we welcome him also into our midst for this morning. By now, we are up to 90 pairs of shoes for the souls, but we have room for a lot more, and our hope is that a lot more is going to be taking place. 2 weeks from today, we are going to be doing kind of the commissioning as sending those out so that they can get to the schools at the beginning of the school year. So we have that long. Now, one of the things that is going to entail a little bit is if, I don't know if we're having, does anybody know, are we having a tax-free weekend this year? Yes. That would be next weekend? Next weekend. Again, another perfect time to be able to get those things. Actually, there's a number of states that are doing that next weekend where I'm going to be there, having a couple of them as well. So a good time to be able to do something like that with the time that we have left. One thing we did not expect, there's a whole bunch of school supplies that was left for us by Seb Galati from Thrivent. He just left them Friday. We haven't even had time to really do anything with them. We're going to have to start sorting them someplace. But since he did that, and we've got all these school supplies, we may as well just encourage folks, hey, if you want to pick up some more school supplies, we always have places that we can send those as well. Because I'll tell you, they left quite a bit for us, and we're grateful for all of that. We just finished just another portion of This is the Life this morning. That's going to continue then through the entire month of August. Just a great series of classic videos about the kinds of things that even today we still face in life. So of the other announcements that we've got, a number of them, they are in your service folder. As you are able, please stand. Our order of service today is a service of word and sacrament. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We have been buried with Christ in baptism and raised with him through faith in the awesome power of God. We were once dead in our trespasses. God made us alive together with Christ. The dead of our sins has been paid by the sacrifice of Jesus. And now gathered together as God's people in Christ, rooted and established in the faith, we confess our sins to God and to one another, beginning with a moment of silence. We have sinned against you, O God, in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We owe you a debt of sin that none can pay. When we were dead in our trespasses, God blotted out our debt of sin, nailing it to the cross. Having forgiven all our trespasses, God has made us alive together with Christ. So as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray this prayer together. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and spirit, teach us how to pray that our petitions may be pleasing before you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Readings from Holy Scripture are appointed for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. The Old Testament lesson is taken from the 18th chapter of Genesis. Abraham pleads before the Lord, and the Lord answers him. Moses writes, "The Lord said, 'Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him.' Then the Lord said, 'Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know.' So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, 'Will you indeed sweep away the righteousness within the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous who are in it. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?' And the Lord said, 'If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake.' Abraham answered and said, 'Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. Again he spoke to him and said, 'Suppose 40 are found there.' He answered, 'For the sake of 40, I will not do it.' Then he said, 'Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there.' He answered, 'I will not do it if I find 30 there.' He said, 'Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there.' He answered, 'For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it.' Then he said, 'Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there.' He answered, 'For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it.' And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from Colossians second chapter. Paul encourages the Colossian Christians to persevere in Christ. St. Paul writes, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets.
Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation." And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will, instead of a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. God's grace, mercy, and peace through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A few months ago, when our youth were preparing for all the things that have just now been completed, They had done some sort of an auction over in the CLC, and one of the things that was auctioned off was a series of 5-minute messages. And I realized this morning that it's like, okay, well, where are we going to put the youth? Well, we're going to have to put the youth into a slot that gives them enough time to talk about the things they want to talk about this morning. So I have agreed to do the best I can in about 5 minutes this morning, as I have at least one other time. And so, my friends, I want you to imagine for a moment. This is a couple people start their timers here. Most of you have got phones. I know that for a fact. And I want you to imagine that somewhere in your contacts is God Himself. So you pull that up, you punch, dial, or send, whichever you send. Well, here's what's not going to happen. You're not going to get a busy signal. You are not going to get something that says, there is a heavy volume of calls, please call back at another time. There is not going to be a menu that says, if you want this, press 1, if you want this, press 2. When we send our prayers up to God, it is the same effect as having a phone and God answers. He picks up. He's listening. What's on your mind? As Christians, one of the great privileges of faith is to know that we can lift up our prayers before the Lord God and He is going to listen. Okay, He's listening. What do we need to bring to Him now that the connection has been made? Let me tell you what we don't need. You would almost get the impression from our Old Testament lesson that you need negotiating skills similar to going in and negotiating for a new car. And enough of you have done that, you know exactly what I'm referring to. It sounded a lot like that with Abraham. That's not what you need. You also do not need to have a shrewdness where you can put together exactly the right words. You simply need to have a heart that is hurting, or a heart that is anxious, or a heart that understands how much we need to pray. Now that these two huge events, youth that went all the way up to Minnesota, a church body that came down here, now that those are over, what do we do now? Where do we go from here? Well, where we go from here is to walk in the light of our Lord. But the walk of faith is a walk of prayer. Now, only once in a while did we get a glimpse of whatever it was that Jesus was praying for. I can assume that maybe there were a couple of times He was praying out loud or something like that, where, you know, those were recorded in Scripture, and when they were asked for instructions this morning, He gives some. But there were many times where it would say He would go up on a mountaintop to pray, and boy, would I have loved to have had an ear that could overhear what He was praying for. But one thing you can be sure, there was a lot to pray for. And the things that needed to be covered, He was making sure were covered. It's no different with any of you. In our walk of faith forward, there is so much that we need to devote to prayer. And we simply need to have confidence. An understanding that as we open our hearts to the Lord, He's going to answer us. He may not have an answer that's going to make sense. If we go through Colossians last week, this week, next week, Colossians is difficult. It's piling so many words at us so quickly that, boy, it was easy to get lost in about the third sentence this morning. But his point is simple, that everything about our life is about Christ. And when Christ died on the cross, and the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, now there is nothing that prevents us from access to our Heavenly Father. Our sins have been forgiven. Our lives have been made new. And we get evidence of those new lives once in a while when we allow ourselves to see just what it is that we can do living in this world here. A sinful world, in a world that unfortunately is darkened by all of the consequences and things that go on, and sometimes we being our own worst enemy as well. But when the Lord gave us prayer, and He gave us His prayer, He left for us something that reminded us of the things that are really important. Things that come from us and can only be solved when they're taken to the throne of God. And as we walk in our lives forward, we have got to be willing. We have got to be understanding that so much in our lives is not there to be solved by any kind of human formulas. It is there to be laid at the foot of the cross. It doesn't mean that God hasn't given us the gifts that we need, that we can move forward and do the things that He would want us to do. I can only imagine now, especially for our youth that went to that gathering a couple weeks ago, what's going to happen to them now? Whatever it is, I pray that it's going to be a life of faith, a life of the love of Christ and of neighbor, and a life of prayer, that we lay before God all of the things, and knowing that this real, present God is there, and as long as we want to talk, He's going to listen. I'm going to see now the rest of the time now, because our youth have got some exciting things that they want to share about their faith and how it was shared at our National Youth Gift.
Good morning, everybody. Before we start, you can see we had our Find Me stick that actually came in very handy as we navigated through 23,000 people at the National Youth Gathering. I know the last time you saw us, we were kind of all identical, and we're not today for a reason. We wanted to show you all the shirts that we had made and that we received while we were at the gathering. Miss Meredith is wearing the district shirt, which you saw us before we left.
Bethany, do I also see a set of Youth Gathering socks?
Yes, she does. I apologize. She also has Youth Gathering socks that we got while we were there. They're cute. Miss Christie is wearing the actual Youth Gathering shirt that was provided by Concordia, Nebraska, which they also sponsored the backpacks and the Bibles that everyone received upon arrival. Brittany is wearing our squad shirts. On the front it says Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the original squad. And on the back, it has Kryn, Britt, Joe, Willie, Talls, Mayor, Chris, Cat Lady, his squad additions, all of our nicknames. Will, may the Lord be with you, and also with you. As Lutherans, we know that. Kristen is wearing our new CIA shirts. It has the fish, and on the back, it has the phrase, loving Jesus and making his love known. Joe is wearing our traveling shirt. It has Florida as home, and then we traveled to Minnesota. And on the back, the theme, Real Present God, for the youth gathering. Aiden is acolyting. He couldn't wear his pullover today. And then I am wearing one of the baseball tees that we got while we were up there as well. So first and foremost, it was with all of your help, your donations, and your support that this trip was even possible. So we want to thank you once again so very much for everything that each and every one of you have contributed, your prayers, your support, everything that you've done made this possible. Let's see. There we go. So our official attendees, the youth participants that were there, Aiden Thompson, Brittany Morrison, Joseph Wiest, Kristen Hahn, and William Morrison are the five students from here that attended. At the gathering, the verse we focused on centered around real present God, and it was Psalm 46. The first verse, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. And then 46:10, Oh, and it's too small. I can't read it. Where's it going? She's reading it for me. The God of Jacob is our fortress. As I've heard from each and every one of these individuals behind me that attended this event, I quote, it was life-changing. Please hear from their own perspectives about the gathering.
The mass events were pretty cool. Every night from the gathering, everyone from the gathering would pile into U.S. Bank Stadium for music, games, stories, and devotion. Seeing everyone together in the same room was so amazing. Some nights there was music. We got to see Toby Mac and I Am They, which got everyone on their feet, singing and dancing as one. There were performances each night, which were actually really cool to see, and it felt like we were all a part of them. Each night there were speakers who told us about the real-life experiences that we could all relate to. It made us realize that we are not alone in our struggles and times of trouble, that there are others out there who know how we feel, but more than that, in those times of struggle, fear, or worse, we have a real, present God who is always with us, providing strength and protection.
Each morning, we gathered with groups from all over the country and had one giant Bible study together. Our leaders, Gabe and Rahima, were funny and engaging. They had us interacting with each other, acting things out, and even putting us with new people where we were given the opportunity to talk to them and pray with them. Rahima shared some personal stories that I could relate to. She even shared pictures of her dog, Skittles, and I feel like that brought me closer to her. The music throughout the gathering was amazing, and it moved everyone who heard it. You could never just sit down. Despite how tired we were at times, it just brought you to your feet, made you sing along, and even moved us to tears at times. The music was not your typical Sunday morning hymns, but they were inspiring nonetheless. Toby Mac, I Am They, and Bread of Stones performed alongside the gathering house band, and I think it really turned a lot of the people onto some different contemporary Christian music. I know a few from our group had never heard some of these artists and songs, but by the end of our trip, it's all we were listening to.
Throughout the gathering, they hosted various sessions covering just about every topic you could think of in relation to our faith. While it was unfortunately impossible to attend all of the sessions, some even filled up so fast they had to turn people away, we were able to go to the ones that spoke to each one of us the most. For me, a few of my favorites were Star Wars and Spirituality by Reverend Joel Byer. He spoke about how everyone can be redeemed with and through Jesus Christ and related it to Anakin Skywalker and a man named David Wood. With Reverend Salamink in the session, A Person's a Person, No Matter How Small, we learned how God knits us all together in the womb, in that he takes his time with us, creating each and every person with care, love, and compassion. He doesn't rush things and just snap his fingers. He takes his time, knitting each and every piece of us together in the womb to fearfully and wonderfully create us in his image. That spoke to me. And this is just a snapshot of the sessions we attended. In some sessions, topics got awkward, in others they got funny, and in others they got pretty serious. But we just don't have enough time today to go over all of that, so we hope you'll come talk to us more about what we each took away from them.
Our final morning at the gathering, we had a giant worship service in the stadium. There was more than 23,000 people that we got to sing with, say the Lord's Prayer with, even take communion with. We were all wondering how that would go. Communion with that many people seemed like it would take hours, but it was cool, so cool, how they had so many pastors and stations set up so that all of us could take communion at the same time. It still felt so personal. It was amazing. They had a full youth choir and band, kids just like us, leading the hymns. We were singing. here on Sunday mornings. We sang with people from all over the world, swaying with them, praying with them, and worshiping with them. It was definitely a worship service I'll never forget. We formed connections with the people that I hope we'll get to see again in the future gatherings. And I know I can't wait for the next one.
Throughout the gathering, one of the games we played was to see how many people from other states and countries we could meet. It was actually really fun. We found a lot of them from Illinois, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. But we also met youths from Hawaii, California, and even Germany and Canada. Because we were all there for the same reason, to get closer to our real present God, it made it much easier to open up to all of these new people and build bonds and connections with them that I feel will last a lifetime. We got to learn about how other youth groups and their churches worship, fundraise, and bond. It really opened our minds to the endless possibilities of how we can further spread the light of Christ right here in Newport Richey and everywhere else that God takes us. We definitely feel like we expanded our family in Jesus Christ at the gathering, and we see how he can bring us all together. It felt really amazing.
Now, here are a few more photos from the event. Now, obviously, I think we had over 700, so we don't get to show them all today, but here's a few. Now, obviously, we cannot go into detail about absolutely everything we experienced while in Minneapolis with our time today, so we eagerly invite you and encourage you to join us on Sunday, November 10th, following 11 a.m. service, as we host a luncheon where you can hear in greater detail about this trip. There's so much more you don't know yet, like our servant project with Habitat for Humanity, what's up with the clothespins, and what did we do in the Interactive Center? What about our exhausting adventures at Minnehaha Falls and Mall of America? You can find out who Aiden's letter was for, what we quickly learned about riding trains, and find out how many tourist pictures are too many. But of course, it's not 700. It's not. Of course, the most important question we'll be excited to answer at that point in time was how has the youth gathering affected our lives in the months following this amazing event? We truly hope you'll join us then as we'll have more stories to tell, pictures to show, and an even better understanding of how our real present God has used this experience in our lives. Thank you all again.
And I think what we'll do, I've got the youth gathering song queued up, but I think we'll wait with that until we get to the, I've got it also queued up at the end of the service. But by the time we got to that point, it got very familiar with a lot of people. Go ahead.
I did forget, but unless you want to keep it for the end, the intro that I had added in.
Okay, there is an intro you added in? Well, let's have a look at that.
Oh, and I forgot. The next one, which they've also already told us they are so excited, the next youth gathering in 2022 will be held in Houston, Texas. Does it play from here? No. Let me go back one. Can you hit play, Barb?
Yeah, all you got to do is advance it.
It wouldn't go. Nope.
Okay. So apparently there's something embedded in that.
Yeah. It's another YouTube video. Okay. We can play it at the end. Right. Thank you all.
I got to ask, just before we go on here to the rest of the service, how many of you got a chance to watch at least one of their mass gatherings on a live stream? There were at least a few of you, and those now that they are live streaming everything, you could have watched as much of last week's convention, as much of the youth gathering, not much more than the mass gatherings were done that you could watch on the internet, but still to be able to become a part of them even as they go up and away from us, whether it's to Minneapolis this time, Houston in 3 years. This is something where the entire congregation has been engaged and involved. I can't thank all of you enough for the commitment that you made to them and the commitment that they made on behalf of you. I'm going to ask one more question. Will, did you say Dr. Joe Meyer?
Yes.
You do know that he was a former pastor here. You didn't know that? Oh, Joel Meyer. Okay. Well, there's a lot of them that come around, but it wouldn't have surprised me because Dr. Joe Meyer, he also does that sort of a thing, but that's okay. Okay, very good. My friends, let's continue now in our service as we confess our Christian faith to the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please stand.
I believe in God, the Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We receive our offerings. You may be seated. Please note the special prayer response that we are using this morning. As we lift up our hearts on behalf of the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O God, our real present God, we come before you with our hearts open to you in prayer, with our voices lifted up in praise, and with our whole self confident that you will be there for us as we cry to you. Indeed, we have that confidence because you are full of compassion, showing great love and faithfulness to all of us. So we praise you for sending your Son Jesus as our Savior, for giving us the Holy Spirit to renew and to help us day by day. With heaven open as we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. Help your church and its members here throughout the world. For those that especially have just recently returned from our national youth gathering, for those that have now returned from our national convention, may the church throughout the world constantly confess and proclaim what you have done for us. That it is our Lord and Savior who rescues us, who sits at the right hand of your power, who has authority over the universe, and who hears our prayers. So give to your church, to each one of us, all those gifts which are necessary for our witness to Christ. Fill all your people with wisdom and joy to use those gifts for the good of all. Enable the light of the gospel to penetrate the darkness of this world, so that all may rejoice in your salvation. With heaven open as we pray.
Lord,
keep the nations of the earth in peace. Turn the hearts of people everywhere, we pray, in the midst of all that you give to us, so that they look to you as they look to the representatives that you have given to us. Grant that our liberties may be kept safe, our laws upheld, injustice suppressed, lawlessness punished. Bless all honest and useful work in industry, agriculture, education, science, the professions, the arts, and help us in our prosperity never to forget you. And may the words of our Lord Jesus be treasured daily wherever we are, that young and old may always grow in grace. With heaven open as we pray. Look in mercy on all who are sick, all who are suffering, the poor, the bereaved, the handicapped, the lonely, the troubled, the unemployed, and anybody else with maladies of body, soul, heart, and mind. Hear their cry. We now lift up before you someone in our own lives that is in need of the help and comfort that comes only from you, that we now name before you in a moment of silence. Help them with your powerful love, that they may turn to you in praise and thanksgiving and bless your holy name. With heaven open as we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. These and all other prayers, O Father, hear and grant for the sake of Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We conclude with the closing prayer. We pray together, Gracious Father, by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, you blotted out the debt of our sin forever. Raise us to new lives abounding in thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you. I overlooked one important announcement that I want to make sure gets made because I won't be here next week. 2 weeks from today, after worship, when we've got these 10 o'clock worships, we get done at a time where we can do this, we're done quickly. I know that a lot of you go out to different places. We are going to try to put together a group that will go out for brunch. Our first place here in August is just going to be just behind us over here and across the river at Beef O'Brady's. And if you could join, we hope that you'll make plans for that now. That's the first thing we'll make sure is on the August calendar, that an after-worship brunch over at Beef O'Brady's 2 weeks from today. We hope that you'll join us for that.